All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number one of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Well, I suppose we should start things out tonight with whatever sort of recapping or commentary that any of us have on the debates from last night, since that was sort of the hot issue, the thing that some Americans were paying attention to, I suppose. Mark?
I saw a little bit. I didn't get to see everything that Ron Paul did in the debates last night. But
that's on YouTube now. It's only like 5.5 minutes.
I haven't got to see everything. I got to see very little, which is a segment, and then it was everybody answering.
Which is why there's no reason to watch the actual full debates, because it's nine blathering fools and then, you know, 5 minutes of Ron Paul amidst, what was it, over 90 minutes long, the entire thing? And it was a very, very long
Two
debate.
Hours, pretty much.
So, I mean, you're wasting your time watching the full-length thing. Wayne, did you see any of it?
I did. From what I saw of it, I noticed a couple things. One, that a lot of the candidates were starting to try to sound more like Ron Paul.
Really?
Yeah. And then I also noticed that, of course, that they excluded him a little bit. They had him at the very far right.
Which they've had him on the far right before as well.
Yeah. Well, they did it again. They had him on the far, far right. The audience seemed to be really responding well to him, unlike last time around when it seemed like it was a house full of neocon sympathizers.
Yeah.
So that was good. There was a lot of good response in the crowd.
I actually didn't hear any of the response because in the YouTube version I saw, they cut it so quick after he was done talking that I didn't really get to hear any of that. So that's good to know.
Yeah. And it's even Romney seemed to be more strong about views on things because he seemed to understand that that was a positive thing.
Yeah, I heard that somebody else, I don't know if it was Romney or whoever, I heard that someone else up there utilized the term free market.
Yeah,
during the evening.
Yeah, and mentioned the Constitution. One of them mentioned the Constitution. One of them mentioned Benjamin Franklin, how when he came out from signing the Constitution and they asked him what type of government it was, he said, a republic if you can keep it. I almost fell off my chair.
Well, inevitably, you're going to get mentions of the Constitution. I mean, there are going to be pandering to that sort of base, that small government base. That's how George W. Bush won in 2000. He was the small government candidate. That's how he advertised himself. He wasn't going to nation build. He was, you know, smaller government was on his campaign signs in downtown Sarasota, Florida, where I lived at the time. And, I mean, somebody called in a few days ago saying that he had actually even come out somewhat against marijuana, or against the legalization of marijuana to some extent. I mean, there were all kinds of things that he said before he got elected, and then everything changed after he got elected. So, you know, that's to be expected. And that's sort of what we predicted was going to happen, especially with Ron Paul in the race. You're going to hear more pandering to that sort of crowd, the pro-freedom crowd, because that's what's going to get these guys votes. And if they can make themselves sound like Ron Paul, then maybe the Americans that had been watching are going to tell themselves, oh, well, you know, they say, oh, he sounds kind of like Ron Paul. I like, and he's more of a well-known candidate, and he's prettier than Ron. I'll vote for him.
Until you look at their voting record.
Right. But most Americans won't look at their voting record.
I think you'll see more now. I think that a lot of these people are not fooling anybody anymore because of the Internet and because of the easy access to information. It's more difficult for these politicians to snow everybody when they have the real guy right there on stage with them.
It's a good point, and Ron Paul certainly has an internet activist unlike any of those other guys. I mean, Ron Paul, the number one subscribed to YouTube channel. I think he's up in the top of the Eventful request. There's all kinds of different internet indicators of Ron Paul's success. It's not translating into the real world, so to speak, quite yet, and there are some reasons for that, some real firm demographic explanations. A, most people using the Internet are of a younger demographic. Sure, it's the number one most popular hobby for old people. That's true. But as far as percentage of Internet users, it tends to be a younger person sort of a game. And so you're seeing a lot of response on the Internet polls. I know, Mark, you had some of those numbers for us tonight. You're seeing a tremendous amount of response for Ron Paul. In many cases, Ron Paul scoring, I think that Vote.com poll was over 70% voting for Ron Paul. So there's some really amazing numbers out there on the Internet for him.
I think he's also capturing a lot of that half of the U.S. population that doesn't vote because they're disgusted.
Right.
And they see a real person up there who's speaking the truth. it's inspiring a lot of people who don't vote, even anarchists.
The silent majority, as I call them.
Yeah.
And that's an important factor because it ties back into this demographic story that I was talking about. You've got these the silent majority. They don't vote. They rarely participate. And why should they bother? There's usually no one worth voting for. But in this case, there finally is. And so when you look at the numbers in the real world of Ron Paul, as far as how he's doing in the polls, the legitimate polls, the ones that aren't internet polls, well, then he's not really showing up very well. Now, he has increased in those polls, which is a good sign. He's gone from, what was it, 1% to 3%? So, you know, that's a pretty good indicator. But when you actually look at the methodology of the poll, you find out that in that particular instance, they had interviewed or they had called up likely Republican primary voters. Now, who's the most likely demographic to go out and vote in a Republican primary?
Old people.
Yes.
Yep.
65
plus.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And those people are not as likely to be internet active people.
I think it's also an outmoded method of polling because a lot of people don't answer their phones anymore because they have caller ID, they can see who it is, and they won't answer.
And I had a machine that wouldn't allow you to get through. It stopped the automated callers or something like that somehow. And, I didn't get them. I still don't get them.
That, and I'm glad you brought up the phones as well because I think Toby touched on this last night. I don't know if it was on air or off air, but anyway, he pointed out, rightfully so, that when you had the Fox News poll with the cell phone poll, who's more likely to have a cell phone? Young people. So Ron Paul took the cake on that one. But who's likely to not have, what age demographic is likely to not have a home phone, a landline phone?
Young people.
Young people.
Especially 25 to 34, the age of 34, likely to not have.
Right. So
they have voice over IP lines rather than a landline.
And those aren't listed in the phone book,
to my knowledge. That's right.
So, again, the young people, as far as traditional polling methods are concerned, aren't even on the map.
Right.
And so it's skewed. When all these news organizations are reporting, oh, Ron Paul, he's only showing up in these internet polls. It doesn't mean anything.
The polls, they say, but the polls, like they're the master big daddy poll that means everything.
Right. And it's skewed. It's skewed because young people don't have regular phones, and young people aren't likely voters as far as Republican primaries are concerned. So everything could be – I hope Ron Paul sticks with this. I think he's going to – that seems to be – where the campaign's going. They just revamped their website. It looks much better now. Have you been there recently,
yes,
like the past couple days? It looks a lot more professional now, and that's a good move on their part.
From what I can tell, if he didn't win the last three debates, the three debates, if he didn't win them, he darn sure came close. I mean, some polls had him running away with it. CNN has him at 56% of CNN voters say that Ron Paul, won the debate. Who seems to have the most?
56%, a majority of voters in a 10-man race.
Yeah.
Number two, they have
that's
seven,
significant.
Seven questions here. Who seems to be the know the most about the issues? Ron Paul, 55%. Who had the best one-liner or comeback? Ron Paul, 38%. I'm not sure which one they're talking about, but now the pundits don't say anything like
he had a great line about enforcing freedom at the barrel of the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In his segments.
And number five, the fifth question is, whose performance was most surprising? Ron Paul, 36%. Whose campaign got the biggest boost from the debate? Ron Paul, 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got five out of the eight categories, and some of the categories, who had the most disappointing performance? Who wants to win that, right?
You know, it's very well possible, and obviously I'd like to hear you guys listening's opinion on this at 800-259-9231, but I think it's very well possible that the Internet has matured to a point at which the Internet is going to be the most key factor to whoever wins this next election in 2008.
There was also a story last week, I believe, where they were showing some of the Google searches, and Ron Paul had dwarfed everyone in a search. The phrase went, Ron Paul for President, 2008. He was over and above the leader, even over Democrats.
He's dominating in the Alexa rankings as well, which, you know, that's iffy, it's questionable. But there's so many different indicators that say, you know, and there are a lot of them, as we pointed out last week, that just can't be gamed. A lot of these, like the meetups, Ron Paul's got a whole bunch of meetups, and those cost money to set up. So I think the mainstream media is completely underestimating the internet's importance in this particular presidential election. They're going to learn a damn hard lesson. 800-259-9231. The lesson's going to be that Americans still want to be free.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including archives. Entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com. Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. So, still, I guess, some final comments on the whole debate situation from last night, talking about how, just in general, the Internet is going to be a really critical factor to the Ron Paul campaign. In fact, one could argue it already has been.
Yeah, I think that would one would have to argue that.
Were it not for the Internet, Ron Paul probably would be dead in the water, I think, at this point. And
well, you've always said the Internet's going to change politics, and
yep.
I don't know if I even believed that. I just let it pass one
well,
pass
its
by
role,
me.
Its role increases in importance every election cycle.
That's right. I was going to say the last election with Howard Dean, it bubbled up a little bit. But Howard Dean didn't have the broad appeal that Ron Paul has.
Right. You know, it's funny how Howard Dean got he got all kinds of accolades for being the Internet candidate on the Democratic side. Ron Paul, he gets vilified for it.
Right.
You're spamming our polls. What does spamming a poll mean? I mean, what does it mean?
I don't know. No. The allegation is a couple of, you know, a handful of people are reinitializing their IP address in order to continue voting over and over again.
How could they possibly do that? Are you telling me
would take a lot of effort?
It would. And people, you know, they're claiming that we're incompetent. We can't design a poll that people can't cheat on.
Yeah.
By the way, there was somebody who was arrested at the debate last night. One of the reporters for Infowars.com was apparently picked up. For the charges were, I guess, trespassing, criminal trespassing.
What a bunch of baloney.
And according to PrisonPlanet.com, they had press passes. They were supposed to be there. Now, they have video footage of this guy being arrested. And to be fair, the dude's kind of a jerk.
Okay.
He's asking a question of one of Rudy Giuliani's staff members. And, you know, it's in regards to the whole 9/11 thing, which I personally could care less about. But the guy doesn't want to answer the question, and, you know, he keeps asking the question over and over again, and he obviously doesn't want to answer it, so he's trying to move on to the other reporters, and, you know, the guy keeps getting up in his face. So I could certainly understand having security remove the man from that particular area, or perhaps remove him from the event entirely. But to slap him with a charge and to arrest him seems a little bit out of line to me. I mean, even though the guy was being a jerk, I don't think that being a jerk is reason to be arrested.
Yeah, I think there was another issue he was questioning Giuliani about regarding the highway, about Giuliani's financial interest in the proposed NAFTA superhighway.
I think that was another guy. I don't know if it was the same guy, but just to give you a few details on this case, because it is interesting, and they are going to be pursuing criminal indictments against the New Hampshire State Police that were involved in this, as well as Rudy Giuliani's staffers. Sorry, what?
Good luck with the criminal indictments.
Right. Anyway, apparently one of the members that was on the floor, Luke Rutkowski, also related how he was silently filming the fracas when Giuliani staffers, and in particular one unidentified female, started hitting and attempting to steal his camera before Lepasek and Rudkowski, these are two of the reporters, were pointed out by the staffers, and 5 to 7 police arrived to grab them and throw them out of the building. The female staffer was witnessed to be instrumental in alerting the police to the crime of Lepasek, asking a question that the Giuliani camp wasn't comfortable with. Rudkowski was assaulted and questioned on who he was working for, despite the fact that he hadn't even asked a question and was standing separately from Lepasek. Lepasek was told that other eyewitnesses saw the police stamp on one of the cameras as it lay on the floor. Another eyewitness said the entire arrest was being clearly directed by the Secret Service, who are ordering the police to threaten anyone who asked questions about the incident with arrest, which isn't unheard of. We just talked last night about a story in New York City where the police came, cut the chains off of 50 bicycles, allowed just random people on the street to walk away with them, took 15 of them for themselves, and then arrested a man who was asking, you know, why are you doing this? And then as He was being arrested. They arrested a nurse who was standing nearby for asking about why they were arresting the man. So these aren't people that are committing any sort of crimes. They're just asking questions
asking
of the cops.
Questions about the police.
And the cops don't like that. Lepicek was later released on $400 bail, but faces charges of criminal trespassing, even though he'd obtained a CNN press pass well in advance, and the debate was a public event. State police have refused to hand back the electronic equipment that they seized from the group, like the cameras and that sort of thing. CNN staff attempted to dissuade the police from arresting Lepicek, so the organizers of the event said, look, you don't need to do this. But they did anyway. Lepicek, as he was led out of the parking lot, but they were ignored. Presidential candidate Ron Paul was informed about what had occurred and stated words to the effect that while we're supposed to be spreading freedom and democracy abroad, we couldn't even handle it in New Hampshire. And so sort of just a sort of a negative thing that happened at the debate last night. I just wanted to share that with you as that develops. If it develops into something interesting, we'll certainly keep you up to date. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric. Eric,
hey,
in Michigan.
I consider myself to be pretty libertarian, but
great.
I can't agree with unrestrained capitalism.
Well, okay. What do you mean?
Well, I think that in the olden days, if you had a free, completely liberty-based system, liberty-based market system, then everything would be just fine because you didn't have these huge corporations, you didn't have these, giant overarching companies that could just take over whole towns and what have you. But ever since the steel magnates, I don't really think that it works properly because you get one company that can take over an entire town and competition just can't be brought in. It's not feasible.
Now, what do you mean, take over a town?
Like, let's say they buy up all the property in the town, they okay. own everything, everybody gets paid by them, everybody has to buy their products from them,
mm-hmm.
just because they're so large they put everyone else out of business.
Peonism. That's what happens when you have to work for a company and you have the company store and all that other stuff.
Can you say that on the radio?
You can. When it comes to situations like that, the reason that peonism existed is because they were sort of populating new areas. A company would move a person out to wherever it is that they needed things done, and they would supply them with, that's why they had the company store and those kind of things. But today with cars and airplanes and things like that, it seems like people can sort of go where they want and, use
right.
what they want. I mean, if a company's becoming overarching and it's a problem, then I can say, I don't want to work for Walmart and buy all Walmart stuff anymore. Walmart's a bunch of jerks. I'm out of here.
Right. And in a free marketplace, there'd be a lot of competition, and so companies wouldn't be able to become as powerful and as huge as they currently are, as many of them utilize the government, the control
right.
of the government to help themselves grow. And, the government and these corporations work hand in hand together. So having the government around actually increases corporate power.
Right.
And as far
Walmart has the politicians in their pockets.
That's right. Walmart has their mouth right under the money spigot like a lot of other big corporations do.
And as far as a company taking over a town, don't you think that the townspeople would sort of figure out relatively quickly that, there was a company coming through there to buy up all the properties?
If they did buy up all the property, wouldn't I make a lot of money selling my house to them and then have the ability to leave?
Right. I wanted to keep discussing this with you, Eric, so hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, because I think there are a lot of people that share his concerns. The concern that you get rid of the government, then we're just going to be owned and ruled by evil corporations. Is it even possible? This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. That does include the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. So let's go back to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you heard what we had to say. Your proposal or your, I guess, scenario that's kind of scary is that if you were to get rid of the government and have a truly free market, or capitalism, as you called it, then in that case, you're concerned that a company is going to come into an area, buy everything up, own all of the stores, own everything, and, you know, I'm not sure exactly what they would do. Would they enslave the population? I mean, what would the company do at that point, once they, presumably, if they were able to actually buy up an entire town?
Well, here's a scenario that would bother me. Like, let's say that Walmart goes to some Montana town, you know, little jerkwater town, okay, and they set up a shop there. that's going to knock all the mom and pop shops out of business because Walmart's a huge corporation.
Now hold on. Are they buying up the whole town or are they just setting up their store?
No, they're putting down a store, just a single store.
Well, I'm sorry. There's a Walmart here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, Mark, aren't there plenty of mom and pop businesses around
here?
Sure,
mom and pop businesses offer distinct services that Walmart cannot.
Right.
Like, for instance, I just bought a bicycle. I didn't buy it from Walmart, but I did buy it from Target, which is the upper middle class version of Target. Walmart. It would, pretty much the same company. Now, I rode that bicycle one day, and, it was kind of creaked. It wasn't very well put together, and I decided, I don't want this bicycle. I took it back to Target, got my money back, and I went to Andy's Cycle.
That's exactly what we did, by the way.
Right.
I got two stinkers.
Same thing happened to Ian.
Two stinkers from Walmart, took them both back, went to Andy's.
A real bike shop.
Yep.
So mom and pop offer a distinct competition to Walmart. They have to change the way they do things. I will give you that. But that's what the marketplace is about.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but right now Walmart can do that. So what's the difference? And the problem is a lot of people confuse corporatism and mercantilism for capitalism. And there's a huge difference. Because in true free market capitalism, if a company like Walmart is doing a good job, they're going to get customers. But they can't use the government to protect them from competition or from liability. So if they do something wrong, some other competitor is free to pop up out of nowhere and compete with them and kick their butts.
You mentioned protection from liability, Wayne.
Yes.
And that's an important factor here.
I'm not saying the government's doing anything well right now. It's just I think that it's good if people can... redress the government if they believe that there's a monopoly going on. I think that's really the only...
But that's just it. You see,
right.
the
government is the problem when it comes to monopolies,
right.
Not the solution.
Right.
And that's what we've been told all along, that the government can somehow solve the monopoly problem.
Right.
But
there are two types of monopolies. There are coercive monopolies, and then there are market monopolies. And it's important to understand the difference between the two. In a coercive monopoly, the government... is involved in that the government is saying, okay, you must get your power from XYZ power company.
Or your cable or whatever.
You don't have any other choices.
Water.
Or, you're going to be the only store that's going to be allowed to be built in this town. Whatever. It has to be granted by the government. Because otherwise, in a free marketplace, anybody else can come in with a little bit of capital and start up their own competing organization. They can break that monopoly automatically by starting up competition in the marketplace. And of course, it's the government that prevents that from happening otherwise. When the government sets up all these rules, regulations, licensing fees, and all of that crap, they're being asked to do it by the existing corporations in order to keep new competition from coming into the marketplace. So the only time a coercive monopoly exists is with the government. Now, the other one's a market monopoly. And it's very rare that a market monopoly will actually happen. The only way it can ever happen is if that company is serving its customers so well. It's super serving its customers with great prices, great products, great service. It's doing such a great job that nobody is interested in coming into the marketplace to compete against
it. I would challenge anyone to give me an example anywhere and any time in history.
It's only theoretical.
Market monopoly.
It's only theoretical because in a market monopoly situation, then anyone can step into the game and get into the and be competition for
those
people.
That's right. If that company gets too cocky and starts raising prices or skimping with customer service, then it will provide an impetus or an incentive for someone else to compete with them.
Exactly right. Does that make sense, Eric?
Yeah, but let me just go back to the scary scenario, and then I'll let you guys refute it. But let's say that Walmart moves in, and they've got prices that are so low that no one else can compete, even though the mom-and-pops have better service. You know, the bikes at the mom-and-pop is twice as much as it is at Walmart, so people just have to go to the Walmart.
Bought at the bike store was more than twice as much as what I paid at Walmart.
Walmart typically doesn't sell high-end or even mid-range stuff. A lot of it is the cheapest stuff they can buy that still looks pretty decent that'll stay together for a few weeks. Usually what you'll find is I have a friend who has a sporting goods store right next to where they built a big Walmart. Everyone said, you're going to go out of business, you're going to go out of business. No, he didn't go out of business because he has better stuff. He actually has a niche that Walmart doesn't serve.
He could buy used, for instance.
Yes, he could buy used. He can do a lot of things that Walmart can't or won't do. So it's a matter of being nimble in the marketplace, yes, but overall you're going to find that Walmarts and mom-and-pop businesses coexist just fine in the same town.
That's actually a good point. I'm just kind of worried that they're going to move in and somehow they're going to get the mom and pops out of business. Let's just say theoretically. I could see it happening possibly.
Some will go out of business.
Yes, some will.
But the only ones that are going to go out of business are the ones that aren't willing to change their business model and innovate and come up with new creative ways to bring customers through the doors. It's not Walmart that puts them out of business. It's the customers that put them out of business by not going through through their doors and buying stuff.
Well, also, don't forget that Walmart grew the way they grew because of credit. If we all had real money and stable money in this country and stable currency, Walmart wouldn't have grown so quickly because a lot of Walmart sales are based on people running up their credit cards.
Well, I don't know if credit cards would necessarily go away in the event of
they wouldn't
hard
be, money. Money wouldn't be, the money supply wouldn't be growing the way it is now, and people would, I think, would be a little bit more...
Still though, Wayne. I mean, Walmart got big because they're providing a great service to people. They're providing a bunch of products all in one place where people can go and get their a lot of their shopping done all at once at a low price, which, of course, the other factor with Walmart, and I know there are a lot of Walmart haters out there, I don't really understand it, because when it comes to Walmart... The products are priced so aggressively in many cases, and some of them are more expensive than they should be. So don't presume you're getting a good deal by shopping at Walmart.
Yeah, there are lost leaders there.
But you go in there, and you walk out having saved 10 or 20 bucks as to whether or not, you know, if I go and shop for groceries at Walmart, I might save $10 over shopping at Hannaford's or some other grocery store. And you add that up week after week, and all of a sudden you're saving $100 a year, which, you know, $1,000 a decade. I mean, it adds up, and the more it helps. Helps poor people to shop at Walmart because it makes their dollar go further. They can buy more with less, and that's valuable to lower middle class and poor consumers. That's why
it's so popular.
Is
that you're going to have a town of lower middle class people, and they're going to have to shop at Walmart just to stretch their dollar. That's going to put the mom and pops out of business. And then once Walmart has all the business, they can do whatever they want with the prices. And at that point,
no,
who else
I
can
can't.
Stop them other than another big corporation?
No, I don't agree with that. I think that if they start doing that, then you'll see competing businesses start to pop up. Because if you're an entrepreneur recognizes an unmet need in a community, that's a true entrepreneur. So if you're in a community that only has a big Walmart and that's it, and people are complaining that, they don't have a good selection of organic food or whatever.
Sure.
You're going to have somebody who will open up an organic produce shop.
Because there are profits to be made.
Yes.
And inevitably, there are going to be a significant percentage of consumers that are just anti-Walmart. You know, they will not shop at the big box store, and they're looking for that those alternatives. So the what you're coming up with here is just complete fantasy what-if scenario, and it's just not based in reality, I'm afraid, my friend.
Target could open up in the same town, too.
But there is...
Target.
But now, let's be fair, though, because there is an example that is sort of similar to what Eric's talking about. It's not this sort of takeover mentality, because that stuff will never work. Because if a company comes in and tries to buy up a town, they have to buy it one plot of land at a time. Eventually, people are going to get wind that somebody's coming in with a lot of money to buy up a whole lot of the town. And guess what? As soon as half of my neighbors sell their houses, my price is going up. Because
right.
If I know this company is going to buy every square foot of land in this town, I'm going to sell at a very high rate.
And information travels much faster than it used to.
But there is an example of a town that is privately owned right now here in America. And it's worth talking about. Eric, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And we'll talk about that town here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinetry facing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. You want to help the show? Then vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Last time I looked, we were still the number one podcast in the world, but not by very many votes. Maybe by 10, 12 votes. So we really need to continue gathering votes. But you can only do it once per month. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. Makes a big difference because the longer we're at the number one position, and we finished last month at number one, so we can do it again.
Yeah, by a hair.
That's 2 months this year that we finished at number one.
Amazing.
So far. That's very good. It's we're doing better this year than ever. And so with your vote, us being at number one means more people will come across the show by seeing us at number one, and they'll find out what we're all about and come across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable, go to vote.freetalklive.com and then go to dig.freetalklive.com or click the dig link on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking with Eric a few moments ago about this, you know, sort of scary scenario that he was painting of an evil corporation in a free market coming in and buying up all the property in an area and forcing people to buy. Well, of course, they wouldn't be able to force people to buy their products. People would be able to leave. But, you know, this sort of scary what-if scenario, which is completely unrealistic.
People are told that this is what could happen, though. If capitalism ran rampant, somehow that this is what's going to happen. Because why? These people are educated in government schools, and the government wants you to believe that there's no way that capitalism could exist without them.
Right.
But in fact, government's the problem when it comes to monopolies, not the solution.
Yeah, when you read a lot of even Karl Marx's criticisms of capitalism, he's really talking about corporatism and mercantilism.
The government working together with business owners to enhance their power and that sort of thing.
That's right.
But I wanted to point out a real-life example of a corporate town. It exists. It's being built right now. And I actually haven't seen an update on this recently, probably worth looking for one. But the town is called Ave Maria. And it is, I think, a little bit east of I-75 in Florida, down in the Naples area. It was purchased, I think it's 400 square acres or something like that. The entire plot was purchased by one man, the founder of Domino's Pizza. Don't remember his name, but he's a devout Catholic. And his vision was to create a town, a privately owned town, that was appropriate for Catholics to live in. So, for instance, you know, if you wanted to open a Walgreens in Ave Maria, you'd have to go and sign a lease with this guy, which the lease would include, you know, you can't sell condoms in this store, or you can't sell Playboy magazine. Not that Walmart's or Walgreens sell.
You're gonna have a crucifix on the wall as you come in the door.
That kind of crap. Yeah, he can set whatever rules he wants to for the people coming in there, for the residents and for the business owners. But the key is, you don't have to go there.
That's right.
It's private property. If you don't like it, don't set foot in it. So I have no problem with what that man is doing. Personally, I would never live in a place like that.
But no one's forcing you to.
Exactly right.
You know, that's not the only example of a private town out there. Are you familiar with Lake Buena Vista and
Disney World?
And Disney World, yeah. Disney World has its own private town, too.
That's a great point. The whole thing is Disney. It's not even, like, part of the state of Florida,
well,
I don't think.
Disney World, I don't think, is actually in Lake Buena Vista, but they own it as, you know, it was originally some kind of ditch.
I think it is part of the state of Florida, but it's its own city. It's its own municipality.
Right. It shirked off the power of Orange County. It beat out Orange County in some issues that they were having as at one point in 1989. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they are sovereign in Lake Buena Vista.
And you won't find better roads anywhere.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. And great signage, too, as far as getting
you can find anything in Disney.
Yep. So there you go. Two examples, completely voluntary for you to go on their property. But, you know, I don't see any people starving to death in Disney World property.
Right. You know, the people that have bought homes in Celebration probably aren't feeling oppressed by Disney. Why? Because they could move quickly and go someplace else, yep. and somebody would want to, you know, take their property, or, you know, would want to buy their property, or Disney's, you know, stake in it all would be shattered if they were, you know, these people are essentially stockholders in the town of Celebration.
In addition, it's also absurd to believe that one company could come in and buy up a town, an existing town with a variety of different property owners. Not only is it economically infeasible because people continue to raise their rates to the point where they can't afford to buy them, but even if they could buy up all those properties and all those businesses, then can you imagine how hugely inefficient the owning company would become as a result of trying to run the business of the power company and run the business of the grocery store and run the business of, you know, the gas stations and run all of these? It would become micromanagement to the extreme.
The stockholders wouldn't be happy. It wouldn't be economically feasible for them to try to do that.
And again, in a free market, everybody would be free to come and go as they pleased. It's not like they're going to put barbed wire fences up around this place, because if Walmart comes in, buys up a whole town, which is going to be impossible, and then puts barbed wire fences up to keep everybody in, what's that going to do to their business in every other one of their stores?
That's right, and Walmart has a mission as a corporation, and if they go outside that mission and start doing things that they're not really that good at, they become less profitable. And you'll see a lot of corporations who start to step outside of their missions mess up, and they end up retrenching at some point.
Right, and that money is an important factor as well, because, again, we're in total fantasy land. Not this would ever happen. It's impossible. But if Walmart were to somehow take over this town, then they're, you know, how would they get all the wealth? I mean, how would they continue doing business? I mean, you can't force people to come spend money at your store, because then it's not a trade that those people want to make. I mean, at that point, you might as well not even sell the products, because you own everybody in the area. They're your slaves. And then who's going to want to shop at Walmart at that point? And any other place in the world, their business is going to suffer as a result of it. Unless they're mining pure gold out of the earth, they're not going to have any way to, you know, actually support this insanity.
But this is a really important thing for us to talk about, because at some point, if Ron Paul does get the Republican nomination, this is going to come up when he starts to debate Democrats. And I think he needs to articulate this point very succinctly.
How the marketplace protects consumers.
Yes, how the marketplace protects consumers and how corporatism hurts consumers, and that's what we have today.
Yep. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Neil.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I would. I just want to make a couple of points on what the previous caller was talking about.
Yes, sir.
Before I begin, I just wanted to say that capitalism, real capitalism, cannot exist without anarchy. That's just one thing I want to throw out there. Secondly,
anarchy being a scary word.
Well, it is a scary word. Capitalism is also a scary word. Yeah. But when people actually understand what the definitions of these words mean, they'll understand that it's not scary at all.
You know, I was watching Braveheart the other night. I think it's been two nights now, and it's a great movie. And I was thinking how. You know, at the time of Sam Adams and throughout history, there wasn't a word called anarchy. There was just a word called freedom. And that's what that word essentially meant, is because it was all they had up to this point were overlords, kings, dukes, whatever. You know, these guys that forcibly took their the fruits of their labors, that forcibly took their women, that forcibly conscribed them into the military. You know, they had an overlord. And the absence of an overlord would have been freedom. So I'm sure that these movies aren't exactly the way that life would have been, but they just, it was amazing to me. They didn't have this big scary word like anarchy. It didn't include punk rockers throwing bombs or whatever, was attached to it. They just had the word freedom.
Because now I'm looking at the dictionary definition, the number four definition, four out of four, is confusion, chaos, and disorder, which isn't what anarchy originally meant, but it has become that because people have misused it over time. But you are correct. A true capitalism cannot exist without the absence of the state. Your other points?
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to continue just to suggest to the caller also looking up the Austrian School of Economics. Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, and so on. But I also wanted to make the point about corporations. A corporation in and of itself is a legal fiction. It's created by the government. If you don't have a corporation, you're going to have a company and somebody who's actually going to be responsible for their actions.
Thank you. I had wanted to get to that, but I somehow slipped my mind.
Excellent. You know, there's also a really good article on Mises.org entitled The Truth About the Robber Barons. And it talks about how that it's a fallacy to talk about capitalism, laissez-faire capitalism, as being bad. How, again, that a lot of the railroad operators in magnets in the early 1900s, a lot of them were using government to protect themselves.
Right. They made it seem as though it was capitalism, but it was, in fact, their involvement with the government that caused all the problems.
Well, this is typical of government. Government causes a problem, then blames it on the free market, and then uses that as an excuse to create more government.
You know, and sort of an interesting libertarian middle road between this corporation, anti-corporation stance and what we currently have today is, if we only I don't think the government has any right to tax me and what I do, because I own me, therefore I own the things that I make with my hands, therefore I own the ability to sell them. Well, a corporation is a government entity. I think the government has the right, quote unquote, to tax a corporation. It doesn't have the right to tax individuals.
That's a good point, because they've asked for that protection, and so therefore they have to follow the rules.
Right. It's a privilege.
Neil, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Sort of like how people that want to be citizens have to follow all the government rules, but myself, I just want to be a sovereign individual. I want to be a free man. I'm a citizen. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Not making